This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu received a third shot of coronavirus vaccine on Friday as the country kicked off a campaign to give booster doses to people aged over 60 as part of efforts to slow the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The 71-year-old and his wife received a booster dose of the Pfizer vaccine. The campaign will effectively turn Israel into a testing ground for a third dose before approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Israel was a world leader in the vaccination rollout, and around 57% of their 9.3 million have been double vaccinated, rising to 87% of people in their 60s and more than 90% of those over 70. But daily new infections have spiked to more than 2,000, up from a handful of cases per day a few months ago, and about 160 people are currently hospitalized with severe symptoms. U.S. health officials claim the Delta variant is more transmissible than SARS, Ebola, and smallpox, and as easily spread as chickenpox, according to media reports showing internal data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Delta is driving recent surges around the world, especially in the Asia-Pacific region. The Philippines government announced Friday it next week will send more than 13 million people in the national capital region back into lockdown because of Delta-linked increases. The variant has also been linked to new cases, around half of them in Tokyo. Japan on Friday extended a virus state of emergency in the capital a week into the Olympics, with the city reporting a record number of new cases the day before. And Australia says it won't reopen borders and end lockdowns until vaccination rates reach 80%. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police said on Friday they arrested a 40-year-old man for booing China's national anthem in a shopping mall broadcasting live the city's first Olympic gold medal win in 25 years earlier this week. More than 100 people gathered briefly on Monday night in a mall to watch on a widescreen the Olympic men's individual fencing title. Police said they fielded complaints that some people booed during the award ceremony when China's national anthem was played. Police say the arrested person had held a Hong Kong British colonial flag, booed and chanted slogans with others at the time. Hong Kong passed a law in June 2020 that criminalizes disrespect of China's national anthem. Anyone found guilty of misusing or insulting the anthem could be jailed for up to 3 years and fined. Meanwhile, the first person convicted under Hong Kong's national security law was jailed for 9 years on Friday for terrorist activities and inciting secession in a watershed ruling with long-term implications for the city's judicial landscape. The 24-year-old former waiter was accused of driving his motorcycle into three riot police last year, carrying a flag with the protest slogan, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times." Human rights groups have criticized the conviction, saying it imposes new limits on free speech, as well as the precedent set by the trial, which they say contrasts with Hong Kong's common law traditions. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that the first flight carrying Afghans who worked as interpreters for the U.S. has arrived in America, the start of an operation to evacuate thousands from possible Taliban retaliation. Around 20,000 Afghans worked for the U.S. following the 2001 invasion in the wake of the September 11th attacks and have applied for evacuation under the State Department's so-called Special Immigrant Visas Program. Some estimates suggest the total number of prospective evacuees under Operation Allies Refuge could be as high as 100,000 once family members are included. Many of them fear retaliation from the Taliban, which has secured a vast swath of the country since foreign troops began the last stage of withdrawal due to be complete by late August. A White House official says the first arrivals, numbering around 200, will complete health checks and other processing before being sent to new homes across the country. And the UN's Children Fund, UNICEF, said on Friday more than 100,000 children in Ethiopia's northern region of Tigray could suffer from life-threatening malnutrition in the next 12 months, a tenfold jump over average annual levels. A UNICEF spokeswoman, speaking after returning from Tigray, said that one in two pregnant and breastfeeding women screened in the region were acutely malnourished, leaving them and their babies prone to sickness. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.